Hey, what's up, Colts Nation? Josh Hudgens with the Common Colt Podcast, making an episode regarding the latest news about L'Jarius Sneed. And this time, it's Adam Schefter reporting it. He is officially a Tennessee Titan. The Chiefs have traded L'Jarius Sneed to the Titans in exchange for a third-round pick in 2025. And I think they flopped seventh-round draft picks. So a third-round pick, not this year, but next year. And L'Jarius Sneed is going to sign a new contract with the Tennessee Titans. Jordan Schultz is reporting a four-year deal, $55 million guaranteed, averaging $19 million per year. Colts fans, I want you to give your one-word reaction in the comments below. Obviously, this is the Schefty report, so it's confirmed at this point now. I'm gonna give my reaction first for the Titans. Obviously, I'm an AFC South guy. I'm a Colts fan, and I watch the Titans quite often. I'm a little surprised at first because I feel like the Titans should be entering a rebuild, but they have Will Levis, and maybe they believe if they build a team around him, they can compete for a playoff spot there in the AFC. And honestly, for the price they got him at compensation-wise, if they are in a rebuild, a third-round pick next year really isn't that big of a deal. They're not losing a whole lot. So for the Titans, I really can't fault them. And the contract, it is what it is. I mean, the guy is one of the top cornerbacks in the NFL. And the truth is, you just have to pay good players. So $19 million is a lot of money for a cornerback. But if the guy is a lockdown corner or a top-tier corner, then I think it's worth it. So I think it's good on the Titans for making a move. And for the Colts, it sucks. I mean, look, I thought about this, and I'm kind of an optimistic, and I'm more of a Ballard guy than not. But it's hard for me to protect and defend Chris Ballard on this one. Because not only does he go to your division, which is the Tennessee Titans, you have to see this guy twice a year now, but it's a third-round draft pick next year. So the compensation that's being sent is nothing. A third-round draft pick, the odds of hitting on a corner who's going to produce at the level L'Jarius Sneed is going to produce at in the third round is very, very minimal. Now, I know that odds are it wasn't really about the pick compensation as much as it was about the financial compensation. And to me, that almost frustrates me even more because you've got a quarterback on a rookie deal. And this is the time when you should be able to spend that money and make those moves. If Anthony Richardson is entering the last year of his contract, I understand not making that move, but he's only in the second year of his deal. I mean, this is the prime time to make a trade like that. And again, I'm a Ballard supporter. I like what he's done. And I think the Andrew Luck retirement really hurt what he was building. And it caused the Colts to have to go through this rebuild. But the truth is, again, he's really screwing up here. And I think the Colts roster is flawed in the sense that he's spending cap space and they're not on big contracts. And I kind of like that, but those contracts are on a lot of role players. Ballard's not signing difference makers. And I'm not a big guy on, hey, you got to spend a lot of money in free agency because it rarely works out. And I think Ballard has a point that you want to draft good players and you want to re-sign them when the time comes. And he's proven that he does that. And I think a lot of successful long-term teams do that. But when the time comes and you have an opportunity to make a trade for a guy like L'Jarius Sneed, I think you got to be willing to make that move as well. A one-off. You don't got to go Los Angeles Rams and trade for three or four big guys in 1 year. Just one guy every couple of years. And they failed to make that happen today. And that is really unfortunate for Chris Ballard. And the other thing I haven't even really gone on about is how big of a need the cornerback position is for the Colts. This is the biggest need on the roster. And he had a prime time position to make the move. The guys who scream that Ballard should be on the hot seat, whether it's wins and losses or it's failures to make different moves, they are starting to have a point. And I'm not saying this is a fireable offense because that would be an overreaction. Oh, this big trade happened and we're just fans and we're overreacting. But this is a situation where it's kind of a crossroads offseason for Chris Ballard. I think he's going to have to really crush this draft, and he's going to have to sign a veteran or two guys in the secondary to get help and bolster up this defense. Because if not, and if they trot into this 2024 season and the secondary and the defense struggles again, I don't know what to say. I mean, this is really bad. This is a bad look for Chris Ballard. Guys, I'm curious what you think. Again, I'm not trying to overreact, but the facts are what the facts are. One of the top corners just entered your division. He was traded for a third round draft pick. You have a quarterback on a rookie deal. You have a major need at that position, and you let all that happen. And it's like, okay, we understand you don't want to go the Rams route and just sign a bunch of crazy guys and get stupid in free agency. But when the opportunity presents itself, I think you've got to just take the chance and not be so stubborn. So a little frustrating right now. I think my one word is frustrated. I don't know if I put it out there, but that's my one word. Colts fans, let me know what your thought is. Is Ballard on the hot seat now more than ever, depending on how this season goes? Let me know what you think in the comments as well on that. Subscribe to our channel. It'd mean a lot. Thanks for watching.